Hey everybody, Bob DiGiacomo, Destiny Road Intentional Growth Coaching, or Intentional Growth Coaching Destiny Road. In any event, here I am today. It's just about the dawn of the Memorial Day weekend upon us in the year 2021, and I'm flat out excited. I'm just excited to be around. I tell you, my title is "To Be a Proud American Only Intensifies the Older I Get," but the roots were established many years ago in a town called Syosset, New York, USA. And as I sit here today, as we're on the nigh of the Memorial Day weekend, at the age of 67, reminiscing and exerting a strong feeling of pride and patriotism. Yeah, I just hung up a new American flag outside yesterday, and I'm feeling pretty good about that because that's important to me. It's quite amazing as to just how much of one's life is stored in the human mind and can be called forth. The other part of this is that there are many who think that the actions and activities that we are presently experiencing in the world, and more closely, right around our block, are unique. Well, they may be, but they are not original. For those of us who have been around long enough, and you always hear me joking around, I've been around for 2 centuries, but sometimes we live in the valley of deja vu. So my memory began to remember the days of my youth back in my hometown of Syosset, New York. That's a place on Long Island. Those of you that are from Syosset watching this, you'll have a warm bubbly on this one. But for it was on those Memorial Days when, as a Boy Scout, we would march in the annual parade that led down Main Street, USA, right down Main Street of Syosset. I think it was called Jackson Avenue back in the day. And I can remember clearly as we were marching of all the spectators that lined the streets on both sides, as well as the members of the military who also filled the crowds. It was part of my heritage and my upbringing to have pride in my country. And I am a second generation American, having grandparents who came over on the boat, landing at Ellis Island at the turn of the previous century, the 20th century, that is. I'm also a baby boomer. I'm part of the baby boomer generation. So it goes without saying that being in the United States was something special. And as I continue to reminisce on the fact that Memorial Day is upon us, I began to remember a story that we learned in school about a man without a country, The Man Without a Country by Edward Everett Hale. It was a story about a young United States Army lieutenant by the name of Philip Nolan who got himself into some deep trouble because he developed a friendship with Aaron Burr. Now, Burr would, due to his actions, later be tried for treason against the United States. And Nolan was tried as an accomplice. And during his testimony, Nolan bitterly renounced his nation, the United States of America, angrily shouting, "I wish I may never hear the United States again. I don't want to hear that word ever again." And the judge was completely shocked at this announcement, and on convicting him icily, when sentencing him, icily granted him his wish. He was to spend the rest of his life aboard ships of the United States Navy in exile, with no right ever again to set foot on U.S. soil, and with explicit orders that no one should ever mention the United States, his country, to him again. So to make a long story short, over the next 50 years of his exile, he realized just how much he missed and loved his country, and whose prose I will include at the end of this paragraph. But you see, in times of turbulence and anguish, people make mistakes. And Lieutenant Nolan was no exception, for he loved his country as no other man has loved her, but no man deserved less at her hands. So where am I going with this on this day as we get ready for Memorial Day weekend, where I'm remembering back? I'm thinking back to my days in Syosset, where a number of my classmates began to question the country that they lived in back in those days. You see, it was during the days of Vietnam. The questioning of the government, the burning of flags and draft cards. But I cannot hate them today for this. As I've come to realize that it was the times. It was the times. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. It was the times. The freedom that was and is the United States allows for this freedom to express oneself. It is because of Facebook that I've been able to reconnect with many who were on the other side of the line back then. And I respect them today for their convictions and know that if we were to talk politics, that the conversation would probably still be interesting. Due to the toss of a coin, I've lived much of my adult life outside the United States, but have never stopped serving her. And actually, I'm now back in the United States, and oh, what a warm feeling that gives me. My love of country and the pride and patriotism that I hold dearly for her has only grown, as have I over these years. And the current state of affairs that we see daily only tell me that democracy is alive and well and will continue for as long as there are people like you and me who truly understand the deep meaning of what living in the land of the free and the home of the brave involves. Now, it does pain me to see those who would burn the flag and all the other nonsense that's going on out there. But great joy when I pass the flag of my country and I can salute. You could say that I'm perhaps a bit biased, and I would tend to agree with you, for I was truly blessed to be born in the USA. And God bless the USA and all those who have served and those who have made the ultimate sacrifice all along the way, all the way back to Lexington and Concord so many, many years ago. So I ask you, on this eve of Memorial Day weekend, no matter what country you're in and around the world, and that world is shrinking by the day, what is your sense of pride and patriotism for the country that you hold dear to? Will you stand by her when she calls, as was the case in the story I wrote about, I mentioned to you about, do you love your country as no other man loved her? And so my call to action is take a few moments over this Memorial Day weekend, no matter where you are, no matter what country you are, to give thanks for those who not only served, but made the ultimate sacrifice for their country, for your country, for my country. People do make ultimate sacrifices so that we have the ability to continue on and have a life that we lead. So that's it for today. I'm wishing everyone out there a very happy Memorial Day weekend. I certainly am pausing to reflect and remember those who have gone before me and have given up their lives so that others may live in peace and harmony and in democracy. I don't know what else I can ask, but make it a great, significant, and intentional rest of your weekend. God bless America. I'll see you on the other side. And yeah, I know, have a barbecue or two and go to the beach, whatever it takes. But take a few moments to remember what it's all about. Until next time, Bob DiGiacomo, Intentional Growth Coaching and Destiny Road. Your destiny is only one step away. All the best. Bye-bye.